Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Lord Terry's Power Hour, our show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever it is and whenever it is you are listening to this show. This is the Power Hour, and I'm Reverend Terry Power, and I'm excited you're here. And we are joined tonight by my lady, my high priestess, my partner, and my everything, Robin. How are you doing, darling?
I'm good.
Cool.
My only problem at the moment is I need to go find my glasses. I cannot find a pair of glasses.
Oh, which pair? You've only got 6 pairs. You just got to find one you can actually see through. I bought you a cleaning kit for Christmas, and I think it's still sitting there.
You're right. It is my fault.
But, you know, and then you can't read out of any of those glasses. So anyway, so go find a pair of glasses while I talk about how beautiful the sky is here in beautiful eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I was just outside having an internal smudging before the show, and I'm looking up, and the moon is amazing tonight. I could see the face on the moon as she was smiling down at me. As it's nearly full, we're waxing rapidly toward the full and our blue moon this month. And the sky is this beautiful dark blue around the moon. It is so bright. And the stars are these speckles of light scattered across the sky. A few puffy clouds, and it was amazing and peaceful and inspiring. And that was the view I had standing outside just before I came in here and started flipping switches to talk to you guys tonight. So I am seriously inspired for tonight's ritual. I'm excited, and it's time to bring on the rest of our ritual crew for the evening. And we've got Nivasi. How you doing, darling?
Doing pretty good. How are you? You sound all
well,
really chipper.
Well, it is a beautiful sky, a beautiful moon. I am having a pretty good night.
It is actually beautiful. We came into the garden and I looked up and it was absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
We've also got
with us tonight Vega and Shira.
Hello.
Calling in from the other side of the continent. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yep, doing great.
So you guys are in BC somewhere?
Yeah, on Vancouver Island.
Okay,
Victoria.
Vancouver Island. Okay.
Yeah, next stop is really Japan.
Okay.
That was good.
There we go.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I'm going to be up kind of nearer to you guys than I am right now. Second week of August, I'm going to be up in Saskatoon.
Oh, I was born there.
Really?
No, that's a long way away, man.
Yeah, very long way. I was born there, but I never lived there.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's a long way, I mean, but I will be. That will probably be the nearest to you guys I will be for a while. So.
We'll be on guard.
And it took some work for me to only make it in two airplanes, because there was some. I looked at some of the flight listings, and it was like three airplanes, a train, and a mule or something to get there. And
yep.
It was challenging, and I just accomplished that today. Finalizing my flights, I'd already had all of my hotel reservations, but finalizing the flights was how should we say, challenging. Challenging.
Yeah, I do that on a regular basis for the dentist I work for, and it's not easy.
Oh, well, I do it on a regular basis for myself. And the online service that we have to use for work. Now, if I'm booking for myself, I just go to one of the well-known travel sites. And, you know, since they've not paid for advertising, I'm going to name them by now. What the hell? I use Orbitz, and I can rock Orbitz. I can make Orbitz sing, dance, and do things, you know, whatever I want it to do. But
that only works when you're booking for a cooperative party.
Well, you know, I mean, I have no difficulties with Orbitz booking for, you know, booking my flight. Never have had any problems with Orbitz. Now, this travel service that we have to use with our American Express cards at work, on the other hand, presents challenges every damn time. There have been times when I have called my boss and said, I cannot make this pain in the thing work. I'm going to use Orbitz and just get over it. And usually by the time he hears that tone in my voice, he says, just get it done. So, but today I managed to get it done with that service that we have to use. But I got some decent flights. I mean, I'm only on the ground in Toronto for like an hour and a half or 2 hours each, you know, each direction. So it's not too you know, terrible, you know.
That's
so,
pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to fly. I've got to drive to Philly, of course, to get a decent connection. But drive down to Philly. I've got a quick hop up to Toronto, and then the longer flight over to Saskatoon. So I'm kind of excited. I haven't been in that part of Canada in a couple of years. And
make sure you have some Saskatoon berry pie.
Saskatoon berry pie. All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. I will definitely keep that in mind.
And what kind of berries do they have in Saskatoon?
Saskatoon berries. That's what they're called.
Okay.
They're kind of like a blueberry.
Yeah.
Text me how to spell that. We may have some. I need the name of that.
Okay.
Text it to me.
Okay. You said it kind of like a blueberry?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll try.
Only it's red.
The Saskatoon berry. All right.
I want to know what it is. Niv's doing the search.
I got nothing.
Is that thing? Oh, they do look like blueberries, don't they? See, I told you, it don't take me long. Give me the name of that. Prairie berries. Okay.
What are they officially called?
Prairie berries.
Oh,
prairie berries.
Prairie berries. Now, see, those I've heard of. Okay.
See, now, that's not, that doesn't sound like it's something safe to eat.
No.
I was just going to say.
Commonly known as Saskatoons are purple blueberries that grow on a bush. Mm-hmm. Other names include Saskatoon berry.
Hmm. Interesting.
Makes good jam, too.
I bet.
It looks like it. I mean, it looks like the picture that I'm seeing here looks like they're, they do look like blueberries.
Hmm. Interesting. I wouldn't lie to y'all.
Yeah. So now we've all learned about Saskatoon berries.
I was going to say, everybody listening, not only are we having a ritual tonight, but we're having education as well.
There you go. What do you always say?
You learn something new every day.
Well, it's good. Every day I learn something new is a good day. So it must be a damn
That's
good
right.
day.
That's right.
I posted the link out, Terry, in the page. I mean, it has high nutritional value and everything on there. So, thanks, Shira. We really needed to learn about that.
Right.
You're welcome.
My life will be good.
My life was incomplete without Saskatoons. Now I understand. They're very high in vitamin A and vitamin C.
Oh, well, there we go, darling. I'll have to see if I can bring some back, but then I got to get it through customs, and there's that whole thing.
Well,
bringing agricultural products back into the United States.
If it's in jelly, don't have to declare it.
Ship it.
That's the best way to do it.
We'll be able to deliver. All right.
I had friends take my berries, so. Hey, I'm really excited about these berries now. This is cool. Okay.
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to check them out.
Oh, gosh.
I will. I love you, Terry.
This is a very, very interesting ritual.
Oh.
Well, it's appropriate that we're talking about berries and the harvest.
I did. I made that bad joke.
Oh, I can't believe you went there.
I ain't saying a word.
Oh, that was painful. All right. I'm going to skip all the puns and say, let's just go ahead and get started with the ritual, folks.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
Moving right along.
That's running.
All right. Okay, so everybody take a deep breath and ground and center. Let it out. Take one more. And let it out. My lady.
Thank you. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together in spirit tonight to celebrate the full moon. As we approach the first harvest, the sun shines daily, heating the atmosphere as prelude to the thunderstorms that cool the evening's heat. Nature's bounty is growing all around us, ripening and coming into its fullness.
Now focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy into you from the universe. The bright violet light of the universe pouring into your crown, filling your head, stopping at your third eye. Now see your third eye chakra. See it spinning. See the ball of light as it spins and spins, and now it opens. And the light of the universe fills your head, stopping at your throat. And see there, a ball of blue, shining light, spinning. Feel the pressure of the light and energy of the universe. Pushing against it, see it spinning. Feel the pushing, feel the pressure. See it spinning, and then it opens. and the light fills your chest, stopping at your heart. And at your heart, see the ball of green light spinning, spinning. Feel the pressure building behind you, the violet light of the universe filling you, pushing. See the ball of light spinning, and then it opens. And the light of the universe fills and fills you down to your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, see the ball of yellow light. Feel the pressure. Feel the light of the universe filling you and pushing. See the ball of yellow light spinning. Spinning, and feel the pressure until that ball of light opens. And the light of the universe fills you to your second chakra, where you now see a ball of orange light. Orange light at your second chakra spinning. Feel the pressure of the light of the universe filling you, pushing until the ball of light opens. And the energy of the universe fills you to your root. At your root chakra, see the ball of red light. See it spinning, see the pressure, feel the pressure of the universe. The beautiful violet light of the universe filling your body, pushing against your base chakra. See the red ball of light as it spins. Feel the pressure, see the ball of light spinning until it opens. And the light of the universe fills your body, flows down your legs, into your feet and toes, down your arms, to your hands, to your fingers. Feel the energy flowing into your hands. Now raise your hands in front of you. And see the light as the palm chakras open, and see the ball of the light streaming across the globe, connecting with the others in our circle. However far away they may be physically, it is but an illusion. We are in a circle together. See the light connecting with everyone in our circle. See the streams of light connecting us. See the web, all the different refractions of light. See the prism that the light spread out into the chakra colors. See it as it surrounds this place, protecting this place and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe together here as we gather to honor our God.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected. Reaching out toward your gods, inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas inspiration to create new art and surge forward on the path to new learning and living up to our potential. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, encouraging us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful harvest in both physical and spiritual realms. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask you to be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us in your wisdom that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Oh God, we call on you tonight in your form as lover of the goddess and father yet to be. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals who are growing quickly and have already begun to prepare for the coming winter. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O Father. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O Goddess, we call on you tonight as your form of mother to be. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor you in this full moon. You are the new mother, carrying life inside your body, waiting for it to issue forth anew into the world. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and your light. Join us, O Mother. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
We join together tonight to celebrate the full moon. Tonight is the night to do a spell working or ask a boon. It is time for us to look towards fullness and a bounty yet to be harvested, to create a space inside which to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with a kind heart, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the green woods and lushness of the world around us. Whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight, we participate in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight, we will again cross the Willowstone Bridge to the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess as we each see her and feel her love for us.
Now, find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply and become aware of the rhythms of your body. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Feel them and hear them in your ears. And as you lay there quietly, you realize that you're floating. And as you float, you realize and become aware of your new surroundings. As you open your eyes, you sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. The fountain flows with clear water, impossibly clear water in the fountain. It looks cool and refreshing. In the clearing, you can see that it is small and the trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet you are not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a slight breeze that moves your hair and clothes. You smell the fresh scent of flowers and the trees, the call of the birds and the rustle of life. All is calm, all is welcoming, all is at peace. As you look around your surroundings, you notice a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow it now. Follow it through the tall grass. The grains are beginning to brown on the top, golden in the sunlight. The harvest is near. Smell the freshness of the grass and the grains. See the waves. They rustle in the breeze. As you walk along the path, you feel the soft earth under your feet. An incredible blue, almost painfully blue. You see the birds swirl and play in the updraft. Shortly, you come to a small footbridge made of stone. You see it as it arches slightly and crosses a rocky creek, flowing through the water. Like the water of the fountain, it seems almost impossibly crisp, impossibly clear. Watch the way the light plays on the current. Hear the sounds as it splashes against the rock. Feel the slight mist in the air from the spray against the rocks. Now walk up onto the bridge, stop in the center, look down again, and again look at the light and the swirls, taste the mist, how sweet. Now on the railing in front of you, take a moment and place all of the burdens and cares of this world. Place them in front of you. You can see these as packages or rocks or any other image that symbolizes burdens and weighty cares. See them all there on the railings See them appear one by one. Feel yourself lighten as you place those burdens on the rail. You might even notice that there are more burdens there than you realize. The goddess knows. Now push them in. See them as they fall into the water flowing below you. See them swallowed by the clear fresh water. See them taken by the goddess. She will deal with them now. She may keep them and deal with them, or she may give some back when it is time. Whatever becomes of these, know that you are now about to enter the goddess's territory, free. Free of those burdens and cares, and open to her guidance. Now that you are free of these burdens, you pass on across the bridge and follow the path into the woods. Feel the closeness to the goddess and to nature. Almost like a hug from the goddess. See it, smell the earthiness of it, the evergreen trees and the hardwoods. Hear the rustle of animals. You're in the forest. You're amongst growth. This is the very essence of life itself. As you continue to walk along the path, you become aware of the sounds of the ocean. They sound somehow muted and distant. As the trees part, you realize you're hearing the ocean crash at the base of a cliff below where you stand. You look down and realize that you're high up on a cliff. You see a shoreline of rocks and churning water. You sense the incredible power and majesty. Again, you are reminded of the power of the goddess. Hear the birds calling. See them whirl and twist in the air. Seabirds. See them as they dive into the water and rise again to twist and soar once more. You now smell salt in the air. Taste it. Feel the coolness of that damp sea breeze that caresses your cheeks. This is the hand of the goddess gently caressing your face and stroking your cheek. After a moment, you turn and follow the path of the cliff as it rises to your right. You now have a sense of homecoming in your heart. You feel the call of home. It's like the feeling at the end of a long journey when you know that home is close and you long to be there. Follow the path quickly now and rush home. Climb the path. Feel the hard stone beneath your feet. Feel the breath and the exertion. Feel the strain in your legs and chest. Climb. Rush. Home awaits. The goddess awaits. As you round the curve, you see it. Beautiful white column temple. It stands upon the cliff. At the very crest, shining in the afternoon sun. It glows like a beacon, calling you home, calling us all. You rush inside, and you pause in the coolness of the interior. You realize that you've been running. Now feel the calm, feel the peace, feel the coolness, feel home. After you catch your breath and relax for a moment, you start to look around. You see 9 columns of stone holding up the roof. Above you, The great white dome rests upon those columns. In the center of the dome, you see an oculus open to the sky above. From the edges of the oculus, 9 silver chains descend to support a cauldron that hangs at waist level over the fire in the very center of the room. Next to the fire and the cauldron, you see a large white altar. It is so white that it seems to almost give off a glow of its own. And beside that is a huge white throne made of the same material. And off to the side of that is a small writing desk, a bench, and a table with food and 2 cups. You now become aware of the presence entering the temple. And as you look, you see the goddess approach. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcome. You feel comfortable. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in this moment in the way that is best for you. She approaches you now and offers a hug. And as she hugs you, you feel all the love and joy being held by the mother. You feel the love and healing energy feel you almost bursting. She motions to the bench and you sit with her. She hands you a cup and places the refreshments between you. Sit for a time in companionable silence, enjoying the refreshments offered. After a time, she takes the plate and the cups and sets them back on the table. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. And as you lock gazes, you see the depth of the universe there, the ages and the wisdom and the love. With a blink and a nod, she breaks the soul gaze. You ask her name. You ask her to show herself to you as you need to see her. Sit now and speak with the goddess with whom you need to work. Listen to her guidance. Speak with her about developing and growing your relationship with her. Talk with her about your hopes, your dreams, your plans, and the harvest to come. And most importantly, listen. Messages may come in words. They may come in symbols or a simple knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate the meaning. In any case, sit quietly and listen. At length, she uncovers another tray that she has not noticed on the table. On it is a gift to assist you in the fulfillment of the things you talk with her about. Take the gift from the goddess and thank her. Enjoy your connection to the goddess, knowing that it need not diminish with your return to the mortal world. But return you must. She takes you to the path where you came in and bids you love and farewell until your next visit. You now know that you may return as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her with you as you descend back down the path and through the trees. You cross back over the bridge. move to the clearing and sit on a bench again by the fountain. Spend a few moments thinking of what you've experienced, what you've learned. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back in your room, back with us, safe, relaxed. One, feel your body in the room where you're sitting. Feel the gravity as it begins to take hold. Two, you are getting heavier with the weight of your body. Shrug your shoulders in. Move your fingers and toes. Feel your body. Three, you're fully returned and present in your body. In this moment.
Hi there.
Great goddess, for whom we are all born, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must, with love and respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Farewell.
And farewell. Great goddess of the universe, mother-to-be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail, and farewell. Great God of the universe, lover of the goddess and father-to-be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will. Go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of Earth, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of Water, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please give us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Fire, we thank you for your attention to this rite. Please leave us the gifts we require to continue forward on our. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sever, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you Go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail and farewell. My brothers and sisters, the circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right. Wow. All right. Well, let's take a short break. And I mean a really short break. We're going to play just a really short song. Let's take a few moments to collect ourselves. And we'll come back for a few minutes after and discuss our experiences tonight. So I'm going to play Jenna Green's Dance With Me. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. So stick around, everybody, and enjoy the music.
You walked in the pub, you'd had enough. Such worry on your face, I can tell. They lost your drinking to stop you from thinking about your day of living hell. Well, the best of the play and the fiddler is playing the bar on High Road instead. Now I think it would feel good to take my hand and move your feet. Stop pounding your bones and get to tomorrow. Let your heart be wild and free. When the poor living and love is forgiven, so get on the floor and dance your feet. Let the rhythm control you, the fiddle control you, the music will hold you in harmony. The joy and the revelry of the melody, get on the floor and dance with me. Stop humming your songs with the dance of your marbles, let your heart be wild and free. Life is for living and love is forgiven, so get on the floor and dance with me.
To the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour, and we've just had what felt to me like one of the most amazing and powerful ritual experiences we've shared on these on-air rituals since we started. Wow. I'm just going to take this in the order that that you guys are in the queue, and I'm going to start with Shira. I'll let you go first tonight.
Yeah. Okay. It was really good. Lot of power tonight, and I got a couple named goddesses. One that I had before, but an additional one. So that was kind of interesting. Gift was a feather pen and a book, which I think has something to do with continuing my studies, I would say. So
That's very cool.
They're taking it as.
All right. Well, so, did you understand the message? Did you get something meaningful from the evening?
Well, I think it's that I need to keep going because I, you know, almost was not going to. So it's kind of like, no, here's this. Just get on with it and keep going.
All right. Cool. Vega, what about you?
Well, I had one of those action through not kind of moments. I found myself when I was in the presence of the goddess, feeling my focus drawn to my hands. And even when I was given the gift, they remained empty as though the gift themselves was the power in my hands. And it was sort of drew me back to my sculpture and my music and how I use them and how I mistreat them horribly as well. So there's some lessons to be learned there. And I guess honor the gift that I have with my craft and my skill and push that forward a little bit more.
Very cool.
Yeah, that.
All right.
I think that was a clue.
All right, yeah. Yes, what about you?
But not the hands, not the hands.
Anything but, right? I'm going through some interesting developing things here. And it was a relaxing escape to go to this astral temple that we go to often. But I'm having some issues, and I'm waiting for deity to go, just go with it, you know. And it's, you know, Robin, it's hard to let go sometimes.
Yes, it is.
So I'm waiting on, you know, this weekend it should be interesting to see how things come out. We're, the little coven that I have here is gathering, and things will happen a little bit surprisingly for them. So that's what I'm seeing, that, you know, the gift that I was given is just to learn to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's hard.
Sometimes
it's a hard one.
It is. Sometimes, you know, we're all, you know, all of us in so many ways are control freaks.
Absolutely. And sometimes
I don't want to be that. That's one thing I never want to be, as a control freak. But
yeah, you may not want to be. But sometimes we have to be reminded that we have to trust. If we have this relationship with the divine, but sometimes
I don't have a problem with the divine. It's the people.
You know. I mean, if we
I have direct connect every time. Robin has seen me. I have direct connect.
If I say, "Great Mother, please deal with this for me," then I got to get out of the way and let her.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, if I keep taking it back, that shows lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we never trust.
Robin, you'll talk to him after the show. You'll talk with him.
We haven't talked. It's going to be fine.
Sometimes, when the message is to let go, then we got to let go and quit taking it back.
I know.
We quit taking it back.
Okay. Well, we'll talk later.
Excuse me.
I am still fighting allergy and sinus deal, but go ahead.
Yeah, Robin, darling, what about you?
Oh, well,
Yeah, I actually got a little poke in the ribs from the gods. They both sort of looked at me and said, okay, you have now been distracted doing all these other things for all these other people. It's time to sit down and do what we told you to do and get productive, get writing, get doing the things that you need to do for yourself. And they're right, you know, and I knew this, but sometimes it's really good to have external validation. And you know, and it's it is time, and you know, it's always good. And so, you know, they basically there was no physical gift other than their words telling me, okay, stop doing what you're doing and get a move on. The basic message to me was there is a time, a window, a time for harvest, and if you let it, the fruitful time of harvest, pass you by, there's no recouping it, there's no going back. So what the hell are you waiting for? So that was essentially the message.
That's frightening, because I got a very similar message.
Uh-huh.
Not the clock is ticking, but the, you know, put up or shut up kind of message is what I got.
Yeah.
Which may be the whole same message you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just my way of interpreting it was put up or shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to talk this weekend.
A lot of get on with it messages for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's, you know, I think some of us have possibly been marking time, and we're all being told.
Get that action card that keeps showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, forward, arch, let's go. Okay. I want to thank you guys. I know that part of the feeling of depth that I felt tonight was the growing connection of us.
Yeah.
As we say in the beginning, that collective we, the we-ness of this that creates this place that we go to together. It creates this space where we circle together. And all of the people that join us, it's growing, it's powerful, and it's deeper every time we do this together.
Yeah, agreed.
And tonight was astonishing. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're honored to have you as part of this.
Mm-hmm.
My lady,
you're
starting to say something.
Oh, I'm just saying. Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, maybe part of the message is about the harvest coming up, and if you haven't really been working toward something, growing something, and working on it actively, you know, that harvest message is, hey, you should be reaping it now, but you're not because you've been farting around. You haven't been.
I got zucchini.
Yeah, I just picked a zucchini. Yeah.
I have so many zucchini. Oh my god.
Well, I'll tell you what, bring me some zucchini and I'll give you some eggs.
Oh no, remember now, you remember where I used to get eggs? It's only two doors down. I don't need any more eggs, thank you.
Well,
I'm done with the eggs.
Anyway. I'll bring us some zucchini anyway. Come over and see.
Yeah, come see us.
Well, this weekend I've got my girls, and we have a class that we have to do, but I will absolutely, if I have to, I will shred up yours and put it in 2-cup intervals, and you will have enough bread for the country.
All right. All right. Well, my lady, do you want to tell these nice people how to get in touch with us?
Oh, sure. You can always contact Terry or I at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. That's an email address that we both read, and it's directly to one of our email boxes. You can also reach me specifically at my Facebook page, Robin A. McKean, or at Spiritual Wellness Physical Health, or at Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. All of those are Facebook pages that I visit regularly. You can reach the radio station. Questions, comments, if you have questions you'd like to send in to be answered by Terry and I on Thursday nights, you can send that to surn.org. And then just put in the subject line, you know, question, comment, complaint, whatever it is, so that we know what it is that you're commenting about.
And that's surn.org@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's a hard one for her to remember. Come on now, Gary.
yeah, exactly. And if you want to reach Terry, he has his Reverend R-E-V dot Terry Power HP page, or again, you can reach him at Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend's page is Terry Power. It's the guy that has says on their own Spiritual Unity Radio Network, and the Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. So, that's about it. I want to thank everybody again, all of our ritualists, all of the people listening in the chat room, or in the all the people that are listening in all the various ways that you can hear us live, as well as those that are listening in the archives. Remember that time and space are but an illusion. And we know that you were there tonight, and you will experience everything we did when you listen and participate, whenever it is you're listening. So with that, I think we're about done for the night. So I wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Hey, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.